Hello, Sashir. Hello, hello, hello. It's nice to see you.
It's nice to see you, too. I saw you last night. You came to my house, and that was so wonderful.
I walked in the door, and everyone shouted at me that Will Smith hit Chris. Everyone was like, Will Smith punched Chris Rock! But it was like four different people yelling it at me at different times. Everyone started a different time. And I was like, wait, what? And then very slowly you were like, Will Smith hit Chris Rock. And then my life got better. I've never been happier. I've never laughed as hard. The memes were so good. Black Twitter said, we unite. We'll give you everything we need. I haven't stopped laughing since.
I mean, yeah, it's been fodder for a lot of really funny tweets and memes. And immediately, like, show wasn't even over.
Nope.
The commercial break hadn't even ended. It was just like people immediately firing off amazing jokes. It really brought us all together.
My favorite one was a picture of Jada, and above it, it just said, Tupac would have shot him. And I have never laughed harder than me, like, because it's so funny that that was the straw that broke the camel's back, not her entanglement.
And that, yeah, I was also seeing
table talk.
I was seeing tweets that were like, so he's going to let people sleep with his wife, but if you make a joke about his wife, you get slapped.
I mean, it is truly incredible. Boy, oh boy, Sashir, just literally right before I went to sleep, I was like, and then because I thought he punched him, but then I got to watch it and I was like, an open hand slap.
I know, it's really disrespectful.
So disrespectful. And then I really loved Chris Rock be like, well, Will Smith is coming.
I think he thought, like everybody else, he thought it was a bit. He was like, oh, he was, because he was laughing the whole time. Like, oh, I can't wait to see what Will does. Oh, shit.
It is. I've never laughed harder at like something so ridiculous. And then, I mean, I don't condone violence. I don't think you should be hitting people when you're upset, especially on the biggest night of your career where you were the front runner to win an Oscar for being the biggest movie star in the world. I don't think that's the smartest thing to do, but like, boy, oh boy, was it fucking funny. And there's a lot of people. So I think it was Mike Lawrence. He posted, I cannot believe Will Smith was not thrown out after that. This is 2022, not the Wild Wild West. And I died. I laughed so fucking hard. And then people were responding because I reposted on Instagram. And then people were like responding like it was real. Like we really thought that it was like so horrifically bad. And
like, they didn't get the Wild Wild West reference?
They didn't get the joke at all.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, and it really made me laugh. Like, people were just like, yeah, I agree. He should have been thrown out. And I was like, no. I mean, if you're going to throw out this criminal, you got to throw out all the other criminals retroactively. What are we doing
Damn,
here?
Damn, Hollywood's a bunch of criminals!
She fucking shit! Get Harvey Weinstein. You better get Woody Allen. You better get all of the motherfuckers out here who be abusing. Will Smith just slapped a man. I couldn't think of any more abusers. Just those two. Truly couldn't think of. Yeah, take away their fucking Oscars, because the people were like, we want to take his Oscar.
Oh, I'm like, I didn't even see that.
Oh, yeah, there's like a coalition to take Will Smith's Oscar. And I'm like, no, no, he needs one. He did the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. And I
that, yeah, this is retroactive for the Fresh Prince performance.
It is, because King Richard was a theater school performance. I'll go on the record and say it. I thought he was better in Concussion, a movie he wasn't nominated for, and his wife boycotted the Oscars because he wasn't nominated.
That. Yes. Yeah.
Lord Jesus.
Also, our friend Julia Rossi had a really funny Concussion joke. She said, "I hope Will Smith." She tweeted, "I hope Will Smith didn't give Chris Rock a ... and then the concussion poster. And then you had a very funny bit where you put it on every social media platform that you had.
I'm here for jokes. And then there's a ton of people who are like, this is going to embolden people to hit comics when they don't like jokes.
I think that.
Do you?
I think that.
If somebody got on stage and tried to hit a comic, I'd be like, I didn't insult your wife. Chris Rock insulted his wife. That was cause and effect. If I'm talking about the Super Bowl and I'm like, yippity yap, yap, deep, deep, and then you come up and hit me, you're not married to the Super Bowl.
Even if you talk about someone's wife, no one should be hitting you. That's not like cause and effect, like he fucking deserved that. No. He did not deserve that. If you roast the shit out of somebody in the front row, they still should not get on stage and hit you.
No, I know. I was just saying you can't use that as an example to like Will Smith hit Chris Rock because he insulted his wife. Nobody's insulting your wife, so like you can't hit him. I'm just saying if you're going to use
also,
that as...
I had to readjust my seat. No, I don't think everyone's going to use that the context as the example. They're just going to see one of the biggest superstars in the world got upset about a joke that he didn't like and walked on stage on one of the biggest platforms and slapped the shit out of one of the best comedians we have living today. And then he got a fucking Oscar and was allowed to party after that. No one sent him home. So if you're in Cleveland and you don't like the jokes that someone's saying about your fucking t-shirt, you can walk on stage and slap the shit out of them.
If I'm at Hilarities in Cleveland and they don't like my shirt, I'm walking on stage, opening my hand, fucking slapping it. And if I don't get a free daiquiri or french fries, what am I doing it for? If I can't get a take-home glass filled with daiquiri, that's going to be my Oscar that I won for slapping the shit out of you since you're at Hilarities in Cleveland. I mean,
it's a bad example. People are already on their worst behavior. People were already bad pre-pandemic. You had people literally walking towards the stage towards you.
Oh, I had a man join me on stage.
Yes.
Because I said he didn't have a big dick. He said 9 inches. And I said, you are not a tripod, sir. If you want to scream at me how big your dick is, get on stage and show your dick. And then he charged the stage. So I made myself big like a bear. So you're supposed to do when bears come at you. So I was like, ugh. But then he was so tiny. I was like, I could fucking rock him. But you're right. I'm kidding. I don't think it's okay what he did. Funny. Yes. Appropriate. No. Influential. No. Absolutely. But if someone charges...
History making, of course.
Something to go in the history books for 2022. We keep living in unprecedented times. We are living in unprecedented times. Will Smith has flown off the handle.
Never to be repeated. Regurgitated. Eaten up. Spit back out. Revolutionary. Visionary. Creative.
And then his speech was so insane. He said he did it for love. He said God made him a vessel of love. Imagine he went to sleep the night before the Oscars saying, dear Jesus, I hope I win for King Richard. And Jesus goes, you better slap the shit out of anybody who talks about Jada. And then he was like, well, I'll let Regina King live. But Chris Rock, I've had it.
I know. I sent you that. Chris Rock was not the only one making a joke about their family or Jada. Regina, I mean, who's gonna, you're not gonna.
You're not gonna come for Regina. She's amazing.
But still, also like, someone quoted a Rebel Wilson joke that seemed even worse. Like, there's been multiple jokes at multiple award shows, at probably every award show he's been to this season, because their shit is so public. They've been so public for the last couple years, and it's like, well, yeah, of course people think they can make jokes about your family or you or your relationship.
I mean, also, my absolute favorite part was Will Smith going, keep my wife's name out your fucking mouth. you better keep my wife's name out your fucking mouth. I was like, I have never heard a man say that. I've said it. I've been like, keep my name out of your mouth. I'm like, that's a very like lady thing to say. Like, you know, like gossiping. I was like, Will Smith, you've lost your fucking mind. And guess
what? He just starts like grabbing the air. Keep my girl's name out your mouth. Out your fucking mouth.
He starts patting his face. He's like,
he takes his earrings out.
He's rubbing Vaseline on his knuckles. He slips off his shoes.
He takes his nameplate earrings out.
Honestly, this is why it's good. We just generated 12 minutes of content.
Oh my God. I mean, yeah, it made the Oscars so exciting.
So exciting because both of us were like, fuck the Oscars. We never want to watch it. Because John Milheiser was like, I can't come to dinner. I need to watch the Oscars. And we're like, loser. And then we talked about was the Oscars.
Absolutely. 100%. My God.
And then Jaden, did you see what he tweeted? He was like, that's how we do. I was like, what? Oh,
interesting.
I love this family. They are our dynasty. I love them. They're our first family. The Smiths. I love them.
Yeah, they so like,
oh, God.
I think I would be really embarrassed. Really embarrassed if my dad, my husband, anyone like I know did that. I'd be like, oh, he had a moment of a lapse in judgment. Oopsies. Not,
yeah, that's how we do.
Another good tweet was, Will Smith just won an award for being the best actor but can't act like a human when he hears a joke. And I was like, that made me laugh because I was just like, most actors aren't humans. They don't know what real people do.
You brought this up too. Will came from comedy. He's a comedian.
Yes, he's an absolute comic. He knows what jokes are. Mm-hmm. And then we never flashed to Jada again. I was like, get a camera on her. Was she pleased? Was she happy? Did she enjoy the slap? Did she enjoy the slap?
I do want to know what her reaction was to that slap. She's like, that's my man.
And then everyone being like, Chris Rock can't make fun of Jada. She has alopecia. So when you write jokes for the Oscars or for an award show, they do not give you a rundown of everybody's things.
Yeah.
And then I know. We shouldn't make fun of the way people look. That's not nice. It's not kind. But like also, she really could have just gone on Red Table Talk and been like, this hurts me, X, Y, and Z. Uh-huh. And, you know, and then make that public as well as her entanglement. Mm-hmm. With this August person who I don't know. Do you know this August person?
He's a singer?
I didn't know him when the entanglement news came out and I never looked him up.
Yeah.
I just know that he's the man who made Will Smith cry in public.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think, I mean, yep.
Well, I guess Jada is the one who made him cry because his wife, you know.
The whole situation. But yeah, it wasn't just August that made him cry. I think he was a little. And I guess it felt like this was a release. Like this was a straw that broke the camel's back. Like it was not just the Chris Rock joke. It was the years of piling on people shitting on Will's manhood, the fact that his wife goes outside their marriage, the fact that he's not Tupac, like all this shit. And he's like, you know what? This is it. But I was like, really? This is the last straw? This was nothing.
Oh my God. I've truly never been more delighted. And then I just love the Discord. Like, I just love everyone talking about it. Like, some people have some hot takes. And I guess the hottest take I have is like very funny. Should it have happened? No.
Yeah.
I think that's my hottest take.
Yeah. My hot take is I'm really scared that people are going to think they can do this to comics on stage. And also just like, we got to stop this black on black crime.
We do. We got to stop it. You know, also the wildest part to me is I've only done one award show, but like, oh no, I presented at the Emmys too, the Creative Arts Emmys. They wouldn't let me do primetime.
And the VMAs.
And VMAs. Yeah, I've been to award shows. There are a ton of people in the wings. There are so many people in the wings and there's security, I believe, on the, like, there was too many people there that to let that happen on live television. Like, yeah. I guess you're just like a producer was like, don't stop it. But like, if someone's coming on the stage who you was just made fun of, that's when your producers come out and go, hey, Will, you got to sit. We're going to let Chris finish, you know, this and that. Like, there's a reason why they allowed that to happen. That's what, like, it was allowed.
Well, it's also, it's hard to know because Will has never done anything like that as far as that we've seen. So, and he does bits. It also knows Chris. So, and Chris was laughing. So I would assume, like, oh, they're going to do a bit together. Or this is going to be like a funny joke or something. Not, oh, shit. He's going to slap the shit out of him.
He's going to open palm slap another grown man.
Who could have predicted that? I'm sure they're like, this is fun. Ooh, exciting. Nice little twist going on. They're going to have like a little riff going on stage. No. Violence. He chose violence.
I also cannot believe nobody in that audience went, damn! Or was like, you can't do that! Like, there was no...
Well, they were laughing, I think, because they also thought it was a bit still.
Mm.
And also, Chris Rock played it off so well.
Yes.
And so they were, like, still laughing, but I think people were confused and then, like, hoping it was a bit and then being like, oh, wait, I guess not.
I wish Chris Rock burst into tears. That is, I wish he had started immediately crying and going, we love the best documentaries. Just like sobbing. I would have, like, how funny would that have been? But also,
then we would have really felt bad for him and been really mad at Will and been like,
oh God,
you made how amazing, Chris cry.
How amazing would that be if he had 20 minutes later accept the award and be like, sorry, I made that man cry.
He should have said sorry.
He should have said sorry, but he did say, love makes you do crazy things. And I defend my family. And I was like, this is psychotic.
What really would have shown a great sign of strength is if you just pulled him aside backstage.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't wait till the end of the show, do it during a commercial break. You know how to get back there. Pull him aside.
Mm-hmm.
Man to man, you need to apologize to my wife. And he probably would have done it.
He absolutely would. What if we find out 10 days from now that this was all a bit?
That would be really nuts. And what would the end goal be? what would they possibly have to gain from that? Either of them. I wish it would be nice if it was a bit, but what on earth could have been the best case scenario for that?
I don't know. I was just saying, what if you got so mad?
I did. Well, also, I think I got so mad because it's not, that's not crazy. Like, like Will keeps doing these, he keeps trying to reach viral like status. Like he keeps doing these things for big publicity stunts. But like, you're already at the Oscars. Like, you're already there and you're already winning an Oscar. What goal do you have past this? That also, you need to use this as a launching pad for something else.
Who else was nominated in his category?
I honestly don't even know. I just knew he was campaigning really hard.
I saw King Richard. And I can't believe he won. I love Venus and Serena. I think their story is really incredible. I just, the movie's really curious for me. Wait, Kimmy, can you look up who else was nominated?
Was Javier Bardem nominated? Oh, for the Lucy thing.
Mm-hmm. Denzel Washington for The Tragedy of Macbeth.
Mm.
Benedict Cumberbatch for The Power of the Dog. Mm. And Andrew Garfield for Tick, Tick, Boom.
I guess I would have given it to Will. But I really did like Tick, Tick, Boom. I don't know. I just can't believe, like, whoever knew the results wasn't like, we got to switch this. We can't give this to him.
Well, that's the thing, that no one's supposed to know the results locked up by the accountants,
which is wild. Why do the accountants know?
I don't even think they know. They just carry the lockbox in.
What? Then who knows?
I don't know. Does the Academy know?
Also, don't accountants count? They count the ballots?
Yes.
See, why accountants? Why not just a ballot counter? Does it have to be a numbers guy? Like, what? scream that hard. How hard? One, two. Okay. One, two. Okay. One. Like, how hard is it?
It could be a bingo organizer.
Truly. I could do it. I can count good. Boy, oh boy. I can't.
No, but you would count it correctly, and then you would place the wrong envelope somewhere.
You're absolutely right. I would figure out a way to fuck it up. Mm-hmm. Oh, God. I can't believe the magic we were allowed to witness. Boy, oh boy.
Boy, oh boy.
What a treat.
Yeah.
Golly.
But, you know, we needed something to talk about.
We really
that
did.
That wasn't, like, super stressful.
Yeah, we talked, you know, we've been talking about the pandemic for 2 years.
Yeah, war.
War's happening. Mm-hmm. You know, we needed something light, like a slap. Emily Heller had a great tweet. Emily Heller said, we would know how to deal with this if NBC didn't cancel the slap. I butchered her tweet. It was just really funny to me because I watched the slap. It was like television series event. And all it was somebody slapping their friend's kid and the aftermath of that.
I mean, that's pretty wild.
I mean, if someone slapped my kid, I'd be like, well, that's not kind. Please don't.
Oh, my God. Someone needs to jump on the miniseries of the post Will Smith slap. We need to see the ripple effect. We need to see Chris and his family. We need to see the Smith family. We need to see everybody who's produced the Oscars. We need to see what happened after the slap.
I honestly would love to see what happened. I also cannot believe that they were like, well, we got to keep the show going. Like, everyone go home. Everyone has to go home.
Yeah, we're done. We'll mail you your award.
I cannot believe 20 minutes later he won. It's so funny. It's incredible.
But also, like, of course he, like, of course he won. He probably knew he was going to win.
I mean, some of the discourse was just like, he was being bullied on a night that should have been special. He knew he was going to win and he was disrespected for the last and final time. So he was protecting a black woman. And I was like, no, I think we just watched a man lose his mind a little. I think a lot of, who knows? Well, I hope Oprah gets to the bottom of this. I hope Oprah has Will on a Super Soul Sunday, or we have a special on ABC and we get to the bottom of the slap.
Oh, you know that we're going to first hear an exclusive on the Red Table Talk. Jada already pulled that table out. She dusted it off. She's polishing it. She's getting ready. She'll probably have Chris on. She probably will have Chris on.
And then she'll make Will sit across from Chris and start crying again. I mean, how funny. How wild.
How wild. Oh, boy.
What would you do if you got slapped after saying a joke on stage? What would you do?
Oh, boy. I would be stunned. I don't know. I guess I would try to play it off. But then also, maybe I would cry.
I think I would burst into tears and be like, I didn't deserve that. Then, like, just start hitting. Just like
Chris definitely
throwing fists.
Chris played it off the best he could because there's no good way to respond to that. You can't like also get upset. You can't also hit back. You can't just leave the stage because that's like a huge thing. He just like made a joke, kept introducing the next thing, which was also really shitty because it was like, a moment of black excellence. It was like a moment of celebrating blackness. And it was like, now we have to like watch Questlove try to salvage this.
Oh. But this is going to go down as like one of the greatest moments in like award show history behind I'll Let You Finish Taylor, Adele Dazeem. I'm trying to think of another one, but those are like these are my top three.
Moonlight, yeah. La La Land.
Oh, oh my God. Oh,
I can't believe I forgot about that. That was so beautiful to watch. La La Land. They all get up and then they go, oh no, so sorry. We gotta tell you something.
We gotta tell you something.
God, what a dream. I love award shows.
I mean, yeah, I guess now we do.
Yeah, we got it. We have to watch. What's the next one?
Oh, no. And now I'm scared that people are going to keep trying to top that. Like, is someone going to be like, all right, I got to do the next big stunt at the award show?
Maybe. Oh, yeah. Lil Mama got on stage, I think, at the VMAs during Empire State of Mind. Do you remember that? Yeah.
They're like, Lil Mama, get down. Yeah, her career was never the same after that.
No, it wasn't. And then she went on Charlamagne's show and cried.
Yeah. Mm. What was, and then Steve Harvey did something. Was that Miss USA or something?
He announced the wrong Miss USA. Award shows haven't been good for a minute.
They're messy. And why? Why are they so messy? They've been happening for decades. It's like, you should have it down. It should be a well-oiled machine by now.
It really should be, but it truly is not.
Mm-mm.
Dang, I just, I feel
also
so
like the reactions. I like Lupita's face during it, where she's just like, like it was kind of a smile. Uh-huh. Like, wait, what? That's crazy.
Joel Kim Booster tweeted, I love how I have like all these tweets just in my head. I'm like a fucking tweet encyclopedia right now. Joel Kim Booster was like, she deserves as best supporting Oscar for the work she did at the Oscars. And I was like, she really did. She really, yes. She was the eyes for us all. You know, we were living through her because I had the same face. I just slap, keep my wife's fucking name out of your fucking mouth. And Chris is like, I will.
I will, man.
Don't hit me again.
Yeah, just please don't hit me.
Oh, my God.
Ooh, boy. Yeah.
What a dream. What a living dream. So pleased. And just so everyone knows, we're rushing this episode out to be topical. This was supposed to be an evergreen episode.
We have to talk about this.
I had to talk about it. I haven't been this happy in years. The way I feel and have felt for the last couple hours, ever since I saw it. You remember in Hawaii when I said I was the happiest I've ever been on this boat? I'm like pretty close to that. I'm like elated. Oh, it's so funny to me. I can't stop laughing. Slap! And I mean, Chris Rock probably has written so much material already.
Oh, I know. Is SNL on right now? I was like, can he go next week? Can he bump whoever is hosting and just please do a monologue about this?
I mean, probably.
That's like free material.
Yeah.
What a gift.
Oh, my God.
His latest or most current picture on Instagram is he's promoting a tour.
He's definitely talking about this.
It's 80,000 comments of people just talking about the Oscars on that one picture.
Oh, wow. So, I mean, also great for ticket sales. Because we were like, I gotta see what Chris is gonna say.
I have to see this. Because he had been, I think he was prepping his hour because I did a show at the Comedy Store and he dropped in. Yeah, I think he's like prepping his hour and I think he's going to have to do a little bit more prep work or he'll figure it out on the road.
Absolutely. Whoo, boy.
Boy, oh boy. I mean, I would buy a ticket. I would love to hear jokes about it. I would love to relive this any way I can.
What if all this was just to promote the tour?
That's what I mean. What if we find out in 10 days?
Oh. The tour should be called The Slap Heard Around the World. Like, that should be the tour.
Ooh,
or,
that's good, Jordan.
Wait, what was this? He has a special called Black and Blue.
Bigger and Slapper.
Boy, oh boy. I'm so pleased with how yesterday went.
My man did tweet something that was like, Will Smith bring the pain. Chris Rock bring the pain.
That's funny. There was one where it was like, hitch, but they switched it to bitch. Bitch. Keep, and then the little subtext under was like, keep my wife's name out of your fucking mouth. Iconic behavior from Will Smith, you guys. I will never, I hope I get to work or meet with him because I'll be like, you gonna slap me too? Like, I just wouldn't, I would bring it up all the time. I wish we were friends. I wish I could text him right now. You slapping?
There's a video of him dancing at his after party, and there's the comments were like, everyone is 6 feet away from him because they don't want to be in arm's reach.
I saw the video. Nobody was around him.
He was very solo. He's very in the middle of a big circle.
What a dream. What a dream to be a pariah and also an Oscar winner. Just people being so scared of you. I mean, the Oscar parties this year were probably so much fun because you get to be like, oh, I had a front row seat to that. Someone's like, I was in the back. I didn't see what happened. Tell me in detail. I mean,
what a gift to everybody.
Yes. So that's what I mean. Will Smith gave us a gift, and there's going to be so many people at Hilarities in Columbus, Ohio, trying to get their daiquiri glass to take home. Imagine. I cannot fathom just a person at a show being like, I hate that joke. I'm going to slap.
I honestly can imagine that.
People are
even more on their worst behavior. Post-pandemic? We're not post-pandemic. We're still in the midst of the pandemic. But, now that we're back in front of people again, people are loud and, vocal. Social graces have gone out the window. I really wouldn't put it past someone in the audience to walk on stage and try to fight. But it happens. It already happens.
I know. And I just told a story about how it happened to me. And wow.
It just sucks.
It does.
It just sucks. I texted. I was like, I felt so many emotions in the last 24 hours. Like, laughter, joy, jubilation, but also despair, disappointment, anger, confusion.
And I have only felt one emotion, pure joy. Blissful about this. Oh my God. And there's been no statement from Jada.
Not at all. But she's saving for the table.
Yeah, she's dragging that table out. She's having it refinished. She's inviting her mom, Willow.
Maybe they're making the table longer. Maybe that's what it is. They're extending the table.
They're putting a new leaf in that table.
Pull up. We got extra seats.
Oh, God. Should we help people? I don't know. I could literally talk about this for the rest of my life.
I know. We do have to. Yeah, we should move on from this. But. Yeah,
What are your thoughts, Jordan, Kimmy? How do you guys feel? Wrong? Happy? Sad? Take away his Oscar? How you guys feeling?
I mean, I said earlier, I love award shows. And I told Sashir, I was trying to get it on right when it happened because then Twitter just exploded with 10 million what happens. And I was yelling at my husband, something happened. Turn it on. And it was everything. It was exactly what it was. I'm like Sashir. I'm worried people will start slapping more. But also this has been a real good time. And have I read 7 articles about what happened last night, even though I've watched it? Yes. Yes, I have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Jordan,
I watched it in live time and I honestly thought that it was a skit. which makes sense of how the audience reacted, because if you don't know what's going to happen at the Oscars, I guess, and you don't know who's in on what, and so from the outside, this is a funny skit, but then I realized that something was really wrong when all of a sudden it just got muted and then the scenes were jumping back and forth. And then I just remember watching Will Smith in silence, just hugely mouthing keep my wife, like the whole, I don't need to say it again. We all know the phrase.
Keep my wife's fucking name out of your fucking mouth.
Real emphasis on fucking too.
Yes, 100%. You could hear how loud he was saying it even in the silence. And it wasn't until I grabbed my brother and I was like, I think I just watched Oscar history. Like, I don't think this is a skit. And he let me know that other people in other countries were like, oh, there's no censor to this. So like I could actually watch the video of like the full time of like what was actually happening. And I was like, oh, this is real. No. This is not a skit.
Although if this was planned, Chris would be the perfect person to help facilitate it because he's a comedian and he's going on tour. And if it was a thing where it's like, hey, man, I'm gonna help you out. People keep shitting on you and your relationship. Use me. Use me as an example. Smack the shit out of me on stage. No one's gonna mess with you. And then maybe the jokes will stop. And then I don't know, when would they let up? When would they let us know it was a joke? In a year? Is it a slow burn?
I mean, I would enjoy a year long delight in this before it was taken away from me. I also really just love when Chris Rock was like, it's a G.I. Jane joke, man.
I mean, and I was like, man, that it was of the jokes Chris could make. That was real light. That was a real light joke.
God.
Yeah.
What a dream. What a fucking dream. All right. I guess we should help people.
All right. Yeah. Let's see what else is going on in the world.
I hope Will Smith. Not much. I really hope Will Smith has written an email being like, I slapped a friend last night. And I'm not sure how our friendship will survive.
We've been friends for maybe 40 years, but last night, I don't know. I just, something came over me.
And I slapped the shit out of my friend on national television. But then I won an Oscar. What would you guys do? Love the pod. Will.
What would you guys do?
Well, Will, I guess I would just chill with the Oscar and apologize to that friend.
Would you be more shocked or concerned if it was like a punch instead of a slap?
A punch is like, oof.
That could really hurt.
Yeah. Break a nose, break a jaw. An open hand palm slap is wild.
I guess it's just like a warning. Like, hey, man. But a punch is like, I'm trying to fuck you up. Mm-hmm. Also, people were saying like, I had a friend who got hit and they fell back, hit their head and they died. Like people were like, this could have been dangerous. Like he could have knocked Chris over. He could have fallen off the stage. A number of things could have happened and it could have been much worse than it actually was.
He ain't Chris Rock for no reason. He's solid as a rock, baby. Can't knock him over.
Yeah, really we should feel bad for his hand, for Will Smith's hand.
Well, I was also like, he really wound up and hit him and you like saw his head move, but like didn't fall, like he didn't really move. So I was like, did it actually hurt? I need to know if it hurt.
I think it's just like, I just want to shock you. I don't think he actually wanted to hurt Chris because he could. He still has his Ollie hands. He could have punched the shit out of him.
I mean, wow. What a thing to do. You got a suit made. Your wife's in couture. She got a nice fade going on. Everybody else dressed up. Everyone took pictures. And you're like, I'm going to fucking hit somebody. That's crazy.
That's in crazy. The middle of the show.
In and the then middle of the show.
We're supposed to keep going as if that didn't happen.
Insane. Oh, my God. I think Quinta Brunson, she tweeted, she was like, it was a very West Philadelphia Oscars. And that made me laugh. And she's like, Abbott Elementary. New episode tomorrow. That made me laugh. God.
Piggyback.
Everybody was crushing it.
Do you want to hear the joke I heard?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It was, what did Chris wake up to on his face this morning?
What?
Fresh prints.
Ooh. Damn.
It's like kind of good, but also bad at the same time.
No, that's pretty good. It's the I have a feeling these memes are going to be great for a minute. God, yeah, I just... What a dream. Anyone not talking about it? What's wrong with you? Get in. Get in.
People have already made music from the... I'll share it with you
guys. Please.
But it's truly... They took what Will was screaming.
They already auto-mixed it. It's
great.
Yeah.
It's great. Oh, man. I mean...
What a dream.
The internet moves fast.
It moves so quickly. And I'm grateful. Very grateful for everything I've gotten to see in the last less than 24 hours.
Okay. Let's hear from the other people.
All right.
What if everyone just wrote, what do you think about the Will Smith thing?
I would love it. I would love it. Honestly. Someone who's a devoted listener of this show, just send a reminder 6 months from now to write a letter to ask us about the Oscars to see if I'm still delighted about it. I bet I will be.
Hello to all you fabulous ladies who make me smile every week. My name is Katie, she, her, and I was inspired by you guys to get my very own pair of skates to start my own skate gang with my friends. We could be the NorCal branch of your gang if you were so inclined. I spent birthday money on some holographic Impala skates that I think Nicole would wholeheartedly approve of, even though the laces are glittery blue and not purple as she would probably prefer. And I just got my safety gear order in the mail this week. Problem is, I'm a plus size babe and my pads are super tight. What is a big fatty baddie to do? I want to set a good example for my stepdaughter, who I got skates and gear for Christmas, and always wear protective equipment, not to mention spare these 30s knees that have already had lots of wear and tear from dancing and martial arts over the years. But I want my gear to be comfortable too. Nicole, can you share what brand your safety gear is to help your girl out? Love you both to the moon and back.
Yeah, it's 107 something. Oh, God. Hold on. I'm going to Google it. 107.
106 and Park?
Killer pads. Yeah, 106 and Park. no, it's 187 killer pads. And I believe they have plus size pads. Mine were made for me. So sorry about that. But I do believe they have a plus size. Oh, they do custom pads.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So I think reach out to them. And then there is, I think it's like Moxie. Mm-hmm. I think they also have a plus size one. I think they did a collab with a plus size skater whose name escapes me.
Ooh, the thick set.
Yeah, there you go. That's her. What's her name? It doesn't have her name anywhere on it, does it?
Maybe.
She's a tattooed, really... stunning babe.
Courtney Shove?
Yes. I follow her on Instagram and she's great.
Yay.
Real babe. I'm glad we found her name. What's it?
Courtney Shove.
Yeah, Courtney Shove. I love Courtney Shove.
Nice.
But yeah, that's my answer. Solved.
Solved.
Now here's one specifically for Sashir.
Whoa.
Wow.
Hi, Sashir. I heard you talk about getting a Korean style hot dog, which you can have dip into sugar. It's common in Korea because we love savory and salty and sweet flavors in one food. There's also something called a strawberry sandwich, which is a sandwich with strawberries and cream. My Canadian boyfriend thinks this is strange because a sandwich should be savory, but what is a sandwich but the things that you like tugged between two pieces of bread, right? Toodaloo! Oh, that's nice.
That is nice. Can you look up what the strawberry cream sandwich looks like?
Yeah. I thought she was going to say it was like with meat or something.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's just like strawberries, it's like basically a strawberry shortcake.
Yeah, who fucking cares?
Whoa.
Oh, that looks tasty.
And is it like on a piece of white bread?
I think so. I think it's cream, bread, and Whoa. Strawberries.
Interesting.
I'm here for it. I want to taste it.
I'll give it a try. And I guess I'll give it... I'll give that sugar dog a try, too.
You don't have to if you don't want to.
Okay. I don't actually want to.
Come on. Let's drive back up to the very far place we went to.
There might be a closer location.
Nope. Let's get in the car. Let's go.
Yeah. We'll see. Maybe I'll be surprised. Maybe I'll like it.
Maybe. Should we do another?
Yeah. Let's do another.
Okay.
Hi, Nicole and Sashir. I just wanted to say that I'm pretty sure with the Daniels twins that one of them got cancer. It might have been Cynthia, and that she's having difficulty conceiving, and that the other one served as a surrogate for her or gave her some reproductive, materials to help her have a baby. I really should have Googled this before I called, but I guess I was too upset before. I hope that I'm not totally mistaking this for someone else. Okay. Love the show. Bye.
Okay. Oh, Brittany Daniels reveals she had a baby using her twin sister Cynthia's donor egg. Oh. You love to see it. You love to see it. That's sweet.
That's sweet. That's nice.
Oh, I love that for them.
So this she's
is,
not
I like.
What? She's not acting, but she is having babies. Or which one was the? Which one had the baby?
I believe Brittany is the one who still acts,
and she donated her egg.
I think.
Great.
Got it.
Nice.
Good. Should we do one more? Uno Mas?
Mm-hmm. Hi, Sashir, Nicole. Y'all are beautiful. I'm going to get right into it. I once had an ex. Let's call him Bud. We were together on and off for about 6 years. I lived with his mom for some of the time. His family felt like my family. We loved each other a whole lot. Like, twin shadow situation. We eventually broke up because we weren't romantically aligning anymore, but our friendship was hugely important to us. So romantic love evolved into deep friendship. I moved away, but we remained really close. And when we both started dating other people, our partners like knew the score. This was family, and he was very integral in my life. One of my partners even met Bud's family as if, they were my extended family. Bud started dating somebody. I love calling him Bud. It's so weird. Bud started dating someone who has massive trust issues from, I guess, her past. But she definitely had an issue with our friendship. She was super not okay with Bud meeting my partner, and I remember that her insecurities were they eventually led to getting our visit cut short, and I hadn't seen Bud in 2 years. This was during lockdown. It was really hard. Yada yada yada. Though they got much closer, and last year he called to say that the only point of friction in his and her relationship was his and my friendship, and therefore he needed to close the door to our friendship. And it felt like half of my world went dark. I swear, he was the one constant thing in my life that made me feel like I was home no matter where I was in the world. I mean, it was a deep friendship that felt horrible. And I later found out they got engaged soon after he called me. Okay, so the question I have, this is the crux of it. Thank you for bearing with me. A week ago, almost exactly a year after he called to end our friendship, he called again to tell me that his dad passed away. And I loved his dad. This was someone who would still call me on my birthday, even after we were not dating anymore. He just was an incredible person, and I unfortunately had to pull away from maintaining a distant relationship with the dad and the mom out of respect for Bud's boundaries. I reached out days after hearing the news to ask what his thoughts were about me coming to the funeral. Again, I want to trust.
So it gets cut off. For any listeners, we have 3 minutes. It's like 3 minutes tops. You're allowed to leave a voicemail. So this one went a little longer. She leaves the following voicemail that basically just says she wanted to go to the funeral, but Bud said it would be best if she didn't. And she's respecting that, but she just kind of feels like she's like losing her mind because she doesn't know if she's being unreasonable in how she feels. Is she being reasonable? And this whole thing's kind of painful and she doesn't know what to do. So I think she just wants some encouragement / insight if we have it.
Oh man.
Yeah, that's some heavy shit. Do you have any thoughts initially to share?
I don't know. I mean, it's just sad. It's just really sad.
Yeah.
And I feel like it would be nice if she could go to the funeral. I'm really glad Bud called her and told her that it happened, because obviously he knows that she would want to know. That's important to her.
I missed why he wanted to close the friendship. What was that?
He said that his partner.
Yes. Okay. Didn't feel comfortable.
Didn't feel comfortable, but like that was like the last piece. Like the only thing that's like in the way of like a great relationship is his friendship with our caller. And so he had to end the friendship. And then I guess right after. They got engaged because they were like, okay, did it. Our relationship's perfect now. There's no other issues other than that friend, which is like not true. But
I think she could take solace in knowing that that woman is not a strong woman and doesn't trust Bud all the way, because that's the only reason I can think of for having a man end a friendship with a woman. Mm-hmm. So I think you could take solace in that. And that it is her and not him, or at least I don't think it's him. I don't think you're being unreasonable about wanting to go to the funeral.
No.
I think it's a little unreasonable to not allow you to go to the funeral. I think that's like really cruel and unfair. So I think you should show up to the funeral. And when Bud is speaking during the eulogy, you should go up to him and slap him and then sit back down and say, You better keep my fucking name in your mouth when you talk about your dad or your family. I'm sorry. I couldn't help it. It's my favorite story of 2020. My favorite movie was The Batman. My favorite incident is The Slap. But genuinely, I do think it is okay. I think it's okay to, if the funeral hasn't happened yet, I think it's okay to call and be like, can I please come to either the wake or a part of the funeral so I can pay my respects? Mm-hmm. It is for me. Mm-hmm. It's not so I can see your family. Mm-hmm. It is so I can feel better and I can have closure with this death, because it is not just your death. Mm-hmm. When someone dies, I understand how it feels personal. Like when my dad died, a lot of things felt very much like it's me who's suffering. But then I'd be like, oh, my sister exists. His siblings exist. His parents exist. So it's like we all have to figure out how we get to grieve together, because he's not just for me.
Right.
I also think if the funeral has happened, you are within your like rights or whatever to ask where his gravestone is, or ask where his ashes have been spread, so you can leave flowers, say what you want, and grieve the way you want to grieve, because it's not fair.
Yeah, that's good. And yeah, I think making it like, you know, this is for me. It would make me feel like connected to this person again that I did love for years. And hopefully your friend would understand. But I think maybe it sounded like a fear-based reply, like, oh, I don't want my wife to see you. But it's just like, I would hope it's a funeral. It's not it's not your birthday party. But even still, yeah, I don't like that. I don't like anyone saying
you can't be friends with someone. Yeah. I think that's fucking toxic.
Yeah. And like that, I mean, it just sucks that this person would be so insecure about their relationship that they're making them cut people out of their life. And people that they clearly love, like that have been in their life for years. Yeah, I don't know. But then you can't. Yeah, that's up to their relationship. That's up to the mm-hmm. to Bud and his wife. There's mm-hmm. nothing you can do to change that. They made their decision. But
yeah, and I also think it might be good for you to mourn your relationship with Bud, because that has come to a close, yeah. and you owe it to yourself to grieve that. One of the great things my therapist said was like, all relationships are helpful. All of them teach you, and you are allowed to grieve them no matter how long or short they are. Mm-hmm. And it does suck that this person's not going to be in your life long term, but you can like celebrate the times that you did have together. But like, it is a part of your heart I think you need to protect and not think too much about it.
Yeah. Also, we don't actually know what conversations Bud had with his wife. We don't know mm-hmm. what the wife saw that made her think that, oh, this is actually not a relationship I want him to keep, because maybe Bud is like actually feeling still. Like, you guys dated
mm.
and you guys became friends, but it's, I don't know a percentage. I don't know if there's been studies on this, but like, I don't know how many friendships post relationship are actually pure friendships. I think it's possible mm-hmm. for sure, but it's also possible one person feels more like a friend than the other person. So who knows? And this is just like me spitballing a different mm-hmm. option out of here. I don't know. I don't actually think this is what's happening, but it could be. Maybe the wife was like, oh shit, my man actually feels a different way than I see him feeling for other friends, for this mm-hmm. particular friend. I need to nip this in the bud. Or maybe he said something. Maybe he's like, I don't know. I like keeping her around because I love her. But like,
mm-hmm.
and maybe he didn't even realize, oh no, it's maybe actually a different kind of love that I need to only have for my wife.
Yeah. And I think either option really sucks. And I think, I don't know, I never want to be in a relationship where I can't trust my man. Yeah. Like, if my man is in love with somebody else, as much as it hurts me and as much as I might protest and as much as I might scream, go to that person.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? Don't string me along. That's why, like, I don't think I'll ever be like, you can't be friends with so-and-so. Although, when I do start dating someone, they're not allowed to be friends with women ever.
Can't look at a woman. Can't think about women. Look at
no women. If you ever say a woman's attractive, I will what? Slap you with my open hand and scream, keep your eyes off that fucking woman.
Because, yeah, if someone's going to cheat, they're going to cheat. Oh. I was
no, keep going. I didn't mean to cut you off.
It's okay. I was going to say, if someone's going to cheat, they're going to cheat. You mm-hmm. being paranoid and protecting them and giving them rules isn't mm-hmm. going to stop that.
Mm-mm.
So you may as well just like let them live. And if it happens, then you have your answer and you can mm-hmm. make decisions from there. But keeping a tight grip is not going to prevent anything.
No, not at all. They gonna go where they want to go.
Mm-hmm.
They want to fuck a man with a month for a name. They gonna do it. August.
Oh wow! Damn.
Mm-hmm. It's deeply rooted in my brain.
Never left.
I cannot talk about anything else. Well, if you would like advice. Words
solely on the slap.
If you want to hear me give you advice based on Will Smith slapping Chris Rock, you guys, I can't believe it happened. Two living legends. One will enter and one will slap. Okay, so you can email nicoleandsashir@gmail.com, or you can call us or text us 424-645-7003.
We also have merch at podswag.com/bestfriends.
We also have what? A live show this Sunday, April 3rd at 8:30 p.m. Go to largo-la.com for more details.
And don't you dare get on the stage and try to slap us. Don't you dare.
If you fucking do it, I will lose my mind. But Sashir, I may ask you to reenact the slap with me. And I might ask you to learn the script, like the lines word for word. I really want to play Will Smith, but I'm happy to play Chris Rock if you would like. I'm not really picky on the role. Happy just to be cast.
I want to be Lupita.
You
just aghast, like. Lastly, don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe. That's the easiest way to support this show.
Yes, and the easiest way to support Will Smith is by letting him keep his Oscar and getting him a tremendous amount of therapy. That's it. Roving reporters from the 49th annual Oscars. I have no idea what year this of the Oscars it is. So I don't know if it's the 49th or the 50th.
I think it's like the 76th.
I don't know. I'm signing off from live coverage of the 62nd annual Oscars. It's Sashir Zameda and Nicole Byer. Good night, ABC. I love you. I think it was on ABC.
It was.
Okay.
Good night.
Good night.